London Calling at the Getty. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Last month's Brexit vote may have been just the most recent example of Britain's independence streak. The Brits have often operated unto themselves when it comes to cultural endeavors, the art world included, and a showcase at the Getty is highlighting some paintings from the 1950s through the 70s. Some well-known artists and others not so known. Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp, well, we know her. She's with us for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
This is a group of painters. Who are we talking about here, by the way?
Well, the best known painters are probably Francis Bacon and Lucian Freud, and then there are four others, Leon Kossoff, Frank Auerbach, R.B. Kitaj, and Michael Andrews. And it's a worthy opportunity to see these pictures.
Now, were these guys the like rat pack of Britain, of British art?
That's a super good way to describe them, actually, because they were. They were linked together by sort of friendships. They are at different age levels, but they all were operating sort of primarily in the 50s to the 70s. And they were really not doing what was really popular around Europe and America at the time, which was mostly abstract painting or pop art. And they were called the School of London by Kitaj, who actually wasn't even English. He was American, but he roped himself into this group. And they were different because they painted from the human figure. They even painted from live models in the studio and sometimes from photographs. But they were dedicated to that, to the human figure or to sometimes just cityscapes or genre scenes.
And these are oils, acrylics? What kind of paintings are we talking about here?
They're both, actually. And the influences between them are notable in this show. Bacon's the oldest. He was born in 1909. He was actually Irish, but raised in England. And, you know, his work was simplified in the background and very expressionistic in its strokes in the foreground, with the human figure especially. And he was good at capturing movement. And he was such a huge figure that he had a big influence on Lucian Freud, who I think is probably the other best-known one. And he's fantastic because you see his evolution here from this kind of hyper-realist style to a very kind of expressive, loose handling of paint as he models the figure. But they're not flattering, not at all. I mean, you'll see human flesh realized in a very kind of thick and grotesque way at times. But then he was the son of the psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud, and had come to England from Nazi Germany. He had been evacuated with the rest of Freud's family. So he had a lot of psychological baggage to deal with. He always said that didn't show up in his paintings, but I think when you look at them, you might have another opinion.
And you're talking about not only the colors and the form, the human body form, but also the texture, I think, is what you're getting at, right, with the strokes.
Well, these artists are really committed to paint. You know, they consider themselves painters first and foremost, but they're also grounded in a kind of art school technique that's hardly even taught anymore, which is drawing. And there's a whole section of the exhibition that emphasizes the importance of this skill to the work on view. So they're not mostly super tightly organized pictures, but they are they're grounded in a kind of formal drawing technique that gives them a great structure. And it's very interesting to go back to that because we were talking about the uniqueness of England. It's not unique, but it is certainly a tradition within English training, this kind of adherence to drawing. I mean, David Hockney talks about that a lot.
Well, the works are on view through the middle of November, but there's another reason, Hunter, to get to the Getty sooner rather than later.
Last weekend to see the great show of photography by Robert Mapplethorpe, and as importantly, the photographs collected by his partner, Sam Wagstaff. So if you haven't gotten up to see that yet, maybe you've seen it at LACMA, maybe not. It's closing at the Getty and also closing at LACMA, so you can catch that big Robert Mapplethorpe two-part exhibition.
We don't like to encourage a lot of folks on the 405, but boy, if you got a chance to go check it out, do it.
That's right, and plus the Getty's air-conditioned.
Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp, this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.